SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What's this gonna be?
Moneyline.
No! Are you kidding me? I'm diddly D!
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win seven games a year for 4 years. Eventually you'll find somebody and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
Are you kidding?
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Thursday afternoon, people. No better place to be than right here. It's the Sports Grid Network. It's Moneyline, the best hour of your day. Officially now underway. It's Donnie and Kevin. A lot of hot topics to get to. Now, I learned a popular term over the past couple days. It's called crashing out, Kevin. When you just get angry at something and just start, like, blasting away on people. I had to do this because we have one really hot topic we're going to get to. And that's, you know, one coach headed from UConn possibly out to Los Angeles and Dan Hurley and all that stuff. But I wanted to hold off because I saw something yesterday that slipped my mind because it was one of those things, Kevin, where I read it and I'm like, let me get back to this in like, I don't know, an hour or two, I'll check into it. Never did. And yep. I never would have remembered it unless I was back just online surfing around and said, oh, I forgot. Do you know what it has to do? Can you have any idea what this crash out has to do with, Kevin?
So here's what I'll be honest with you, okay. Donnie. Despite our age gap, you are as online, if not more than me. I only saw that phrase for the first time the other day, and it was around a specific subject. I am guessing the subject that you are bringing up is not what I saw it around. I will tell people.
No.
People were saying that Stephen A. was crashing out when he was doing his podcast after First Take the other day. I knew you'd get a kick out of that.
That's good stuff.
I am not sure. I'm not sure what you're looking at here.
All right. So let's bring this in. In the NHL, and I applaud this move because the Arizona Coyotes, Kevin, were a pseudo NHL franchise, just to be frank.
Yep.
A high school hockey arena is what they were playing in. Like, nobody wanted them there. So they go to Utah, which you know they will support them. It's a colder weather city. They got the Utah Jazz with great support. They will welcome that hockey team. They will sell out that arena for the next 20 years. Love the move there. Thought it made some sense. Give that team some decency, as opposed to, like, if you remember, Kevin, when they were doing the renovations, like, to, I guess, the college arena they were playing in, like, their locker room was like, let's just bring in some sheets and hang them up on the wall, and, like, it just wasn't an NHL franchise. Now they get to be that. But having said that, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The new Utah team announces six finalists for its name. Now, the reason I want to bring this up and set the table is... I saw it the day before, and I was trying to, like, I don't know what I was doing, but I was, like, getting sidetracked. I'm like, I need to check into this. Because I saw, like, the Utah Hockey Club logo. I go, oh, that's pretty cool. So that's probably, like, a placator that's in until they, like, choose what they're going to do. So then I said, okay, well, let me see what some of the names could be at this. I was like, there's no way they settled on that. So there's actually six names for the finalists right now. The Blizzard, the Mammoth, the Outlaws, the Venom, and the Yeti. Also put in there, Kevin, the Utah Hockey Club, which gets me going right off the bat. Like, if I'm a commissioner of a sport, and I tell you, we have 100 years of tradition, city name, and then you go by a moniker, or you go by a mascot, or you go by a team name. It's just the way it is in professional sports. And I don't know where we tried to skirt the issue. And maybe it was with the Washington Commanders, who are the Washington Football Club, run by the worst ownership group on the planet. Because, Kevin, do you know what they told us? Boy, you know it's really hard? Picking a name and sending it to, like, a company to make us a logo and a jersey for next year. This could take a few years. And I lost my mind. So that's the preface behind it. Now, here's what I'm finding out, Kevin. They're actually going to pick a name, but in the first year of existence, it just must be too hard to get a hockey jersey with an emblem or a logo on it because they'll be known as their first year, Kevin, as the Utah Hockey Club. I'm losing my mind. I'm just losing it.
So rightfully so, there is no way. That is the case, Donnie, if you're like a beer league softball team. There's no way whomever their partners are could not move heaven and earth to ensure that they have the necessary items, right, Donnie, to be whatever name they want to be. Now, I did the other day see that they were going for Utah Hockey Club, and upon seeing it, I had a bit of a laugh. I didn't think it was great. I could see why people would buy into it, right? Again, myself didn't love it or anything of the nature, but I was like, all right, it is what it is. Now, here's why I'm fully on your side. Utah Blizzard is a great name.
There's a couple good ones in there.
Great name.
It's a good one. Yeah.
I love that. You kind of stay in rhythm with the Utah Jazz, and that yep. instead of Donnie, it's like a pelican or an eagle. You know what I mean? You're something different like that. You're an item, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Blizzard's a slam dunk.
I think Yeti's a cool, like the names out there are decent. Like the command, look, and again, well, this might not even be a whole show of mascots here. It's about to, because, and I didn't expect it to be, but I'm getting angry as I start to talk about it. But hear me out on this. Utah Hockey Club, Kevin, it's still a logo they have. There's still going to be a jersey next year. And if you're, now, I would respect the franchise that did this. Hey, guys, you know what? We're the Utah Hockey Club next year. We're not going to sell any merchandise. Nothing. We're going to put nothing that you can buy when you go to the games, because we are waiting on our logo, and that's going to take place next year. So, Kevin, tell me this. We can't put a name as if it was the Utah Blizzard on a jersey. But we can put the Utah Hockey Club on the jersey with a logo, sell hats, hoodies, anything you name for a whole year. What is the don't pick the name at all. You know what? Hey, look, this is all quick. I'm a stupid owner. I have no idea how I can even got in this business. There's no way I can settle on a name and pick this all out in 5 months' time. So help me out. We're going to go Utah Hockey Club, and just that's going to be our name for it. But or vote. We're going to vote next year on it. Like, the minute the season gets over, our inaugural season, we're going to have a big vote on what our name should be. You know what? I respect that. But you're telling me they're going to pick their name, be like, psh, Utah Hockey Club for a year, then we'll get going. Imagine what franchise would ever do. Hey, we're a brand new franchise. We're the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, next year, Philadelphia football team. Even though we're actually the Eagles, we picked the name. We're just going to be Philadelphia Football Club this year. I can't take it anymore, Kevin. I can't take it.
You've been hardline on this. You hate yes. the idea of a team using a name like
dumb.
That. What's bizarre is, and I don't know if. Like, we know it's like football club, right? As far as soccer goes, right? Mm-hmm. The Commanders doing that, you almost chalk it up to like, listen, they were in hell, right? They knew their owner had to go. They knew they had to change the logo. Everything was wrong, right? It's just like, look, we just need a placeholder, and eventually we're going to get this correct, right? And again, did they get it correct with Commanders? Not really, but whatever. You're starting a brand new organization. Why Utah Hockey Club? I don't know. I can't get there. I really can't.
But you know what actually even made more sense, Kevin? If they actually would have said, you know what? We're just going to keep Coyotes. Utah Coyotes for 1 year. We'll rebrand it after that. But it's a quick, and again, it's not a quick turnaround. We have jerseys. Like, when a player goes to a new football team, Kevin, or a player goes to a new organization and changes his number, the very next day, you can buy that jersey en masse, and it starts getting shipped. So again, the joke is, well, it's really too early to do this. We're just going to Utah here. But again, I would have so much respect that they go, we are not going to take a penny in new sales until we put our logo on. But you know, Kevin, go to a game yet at the Delta Arena next year. It will be littered with everything you can buy with Utah Hockey, and knowing that the following year they're going to be something different, and they already know what their team name is. Like, hey, man, we can't paint the ice. Like an NFL team, Kevin, right? Like the Washington Commanders changed to the Washington Red Wolves, and that week they go, we can't even paint the end zones here. We know what? It's too hard to paint this football field. We're just going to leave Commanders in the end zone. It doesn't even make any sense. You can't even sell me on what they're trying to do, because they knew for weeks and months already they were getting a team, and now we're playing it off like, you know what, man, like, we're gonna have new jerseys, everything, but boy, it's gonna be really hard to put that Yeti logo on a jersey. That could take a whole year, people, so get ready for it. I'm already angry. It's a Thursday. The NBA is back in my life. There's baseball on my TV, and I'm worried about the Utah Yeti right now. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Whoa! Thursday afternoon, people. I mean, stuff's going on behind the scenes here. Jokes are being cracked. Things are moving around. And I'm still angry at the Arizona Coyotes going to Utah, which I fully support. I think the Utah coloring is beautiful. The fact that they're copping out with a Utah-only logo, which really gets on my nerves at this point. But I don't want that to get on my nerves. Got good things today. We've been talking for over a week and a half about the NBA Finals that are about to begin. And they finally will begin tonight. I got to tell you, I'm on the fence for game number one. On which way I should be going. I'll tell you right now, Kevin. I did take a small wager under 31.5 points on Luka Doncic. I did do that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I do think the Celtics win tonight. But this is one of the things that, you know, sometimes we're handicapping games, been around the game for a long time. You usually know you're in a flow. Sometimes the first game of series really bother me. And even getting back to like, hey, how is Indiana going to be after winning a game 7 on the road against the Knicks and then going right over to Boston? Are they going to have legs or not have legs? They're legitimate questions here. And I hate that. Like, you don't go into an NFL Sunday kind of like, man, don't know if the Giants got the legs this week against the Eagles. Like, why would you bring it? Because no, because we're on a 7-day break and everything's equal. Things aren't equal because we're not used to having 7, 8, or 9 days off in a row during the NBA season. So starting there, if I had to pick a side tonight, and I do, it's the Boston Celtics at -6.5. I love the fact that the Dallas Mavericks are a massive public favorite tonight, and that line's not moving at all. But I just looked and said, boy, Doncic can have a really good game tonight. But if I know the Boston Celtics, what have they been doing, Kevin, for the past week and a half? How can we slow this guy down and we're a good defensive team? Like, I like that. And Doncic can still 27, 28, 29, 30 points and still not hit that points prop.
Yeah, look, it's a huge number. What I would say is this for me, Donnie, isn't a crystal ball game. Mm-hmm. What do I, right? And you obviously know what I mean by that, everybody else who might be tuning in. It's not a, wow, Luka scored 35. Obviously, this was a Mavericks win. So many other things come into play. Kyrie's points could matter. I'm not on Luka's over, right? I would hesitate to bet that over. It's not my favorite look in the game, but I understand it. What I would see, maybe it would complicate things too much. Would you be interested in Luka, Kyrie, then combined under Donnie, which is, I know, a FanDuel number, thinking both could get slowed down?
Yeah. No, and that's the wavelength I'm on. Now, granted, every team in the NBA, Kevin, goes up against the Mavericks, goes, all right, goal, slow those two teams. It's so much easier said than done. Obviously, we know that. But I just like the fact that you might have, everybody's going to have their legs, but you might just have a little bit more rust. It's game one of the NBA Finals. And I said this morning, like, sometimes it's different. Like, well, Donnie, they'll come out of the All-Star break. Yeah, but it'll be a Thursday in February against, you know, New Orleans. Like, not the end of the world. Like, this is the finals, the hype behind it. And it's not as like these two teams pull up and be like, hey, you know what? We've won 6 titles in the last 8 years. Like, we're not going to be bent by this. Like, no. There's a lot of pressure on guys like Jason Tatum to finally deliver. There's a lot of pressure on Luka Doncic to say, I'm the best player in the world. Watch me show this. So when I look at that, like, there is a chance that Luka goes off tonight and goes, well, Donnie, what'd you expect? The guy averages like 30, 10, and 10. Okay, understand, I'll take that loss. Yeah. But I just like game number one. I think the defenses will have something for those offenses. That's all. That's all.
Now, let me just ask you this, because you're my audio guy. Does it sound like I'm in a rainforest or no?
I can hear stuff in the background, yes.
It just started raining. The windows are open. Yeah. I may just have to address that at the
ooh, that's rain. Nice. It's not loud, though. Yeah, it's not that loud, though.
Okay, yeah, because, again, you're my main audio guy.
Yeah.
I would tell you this, DRS. You mentioned the JP. It's not a slight. It's just that Donnie
is
usually will start laughing.
Correct.
Over air when my audio is bad, and then you'll just politely let me know in the break. Nevertheless, you mentioned the public factor, DRS, and this is one of those things where it's a little stunning to me how much people have bought into Dallas, despite the fact that those people were not bought in going into the Minnesota series.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
the public, oh, they have Luka and Kyrie, right? That's the main thinking for the public is, come on, it's Luka, Kyrie. Why was that not the case heading into that Minnesota series? Just people got so drunk in love with, oh, they beat Denver, nobody can touch them. Mm-hmm. It was, again, an odd bit of it all. I don't know. I feel this is a series where Boston is just a better basketball team. They have been the better basketball team all year long. DRS, we know that.
Yes.
And it's kind of what it is, right?
We talk about recency bias, right?
Because
sometimes we get caught up. Like, we caught up a lot of stories. Yeah. And I keep on trying to – I try to downthrottle myself and go – night number one in the NBA had started. Who's the best team? Celtics. Midway through the season. Yeah, it's the Celtics. All-star break post? Oh, Celtics. Beginning of the playoffs? Celtics. How about through the playoffs? Yeah, Celtics. And then in the NBA finals, like, ooh, this could be a tough one. Now, granted, I do think it would be an extended series. Maybe six, maybe seven. But I'm not going to go back and say, boy, what I saw the past couple weeks really turns the tide. Knowing how, it's almost like you, I use this as like the Heisman Trophy winner, Kevin. Best quarterback all season long. Just wait till the first workout from another guy. Like, man, this guy might be better than the Heisman Trophy winner. Like, did you watch the football this year? Like, what? Stop the recency bias at this point. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and I think also too, just we could, again, we always talk about this. We can only attack it from our own personal point of view, but because the Mavericks cashed my Western Conference future,
yes,
I don't like. I entered this all very calm. Like, Dallas did for me exactly what I needed, but it's not like I also have a finals future, right? I don't have to convince myself into that ticket. I didn't get burned last round by anything, so I don't know if that's kind of kept me level-headed going into this series, but for me, it feels like Boston. The only thing I've struggled with, Donnie, is the amount of games. Like, yeah. I said if you made me give you games, I said Celtics in seven, but I think Celtics in five, six, or seven is all live. I don't think there's any world they sweep. I think that's completely not on the board. But five, six, or seven to me is all live for the Boston Celtics.
No, I'm with you on that. And also, like you said, like, there's no way they can win it in five. And I tell people, it's like, what are they doing in their first three series? Get back to them. Ah! But it's true. Like, they're used to, there's no like, hey, they have trouble closing teams out, Kevin. No, they don't. They put you away the first minute they can. But I'm looking forward to, I hope it is an extended series because it's better content. It's more exciting. Like, get tied up here. I mean, the dogs are loving like an extended series. By the way, when they hear DRS's voice, they get excited for the show. Is that what they do? Like, when I start talking here, Kevin, I take a look down. I got some animals in the building here loving it. Yeah, I love it. They're fantastic at this point. Oh, tough scene out here in the streets. Look at that. Sound guys across the board. Dogs want to get involved, but also, yeah, see that? Callers want to get involved as well, and they will be up next. So you hold on to that line. The hottest topics are coming up next, which includes Major League Baseball. We cashing? What are we doing? How damn good are those New York Yankees? We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here Thursday afternoon. Watching Major League Baseball. By the way, Toronto 4, Baltimore 0 right now. The Guardians have a 2-0 lead. Excuse me, 2-1 lead over the Royals. Let me just take a look. Because I saw Naylor, K-Dub, get an RBI who I did think would get one today. Mm. Oh, look at that. You know what's the best part about this, Kevin? I knew it was a short card today. I'm like, you know what? But a lot of baseball the past 2 days. Let me just slow down a little bit. And it's been some pretty good days. But sometimes you get to feel like I don't feel like it. I told everybody, you better bet Ramirez and Naylor to get an RBI. They got 2-1 lead in the fourth. They both have the RBI. So it's on one end, I get angry with myself. Yeah. On the other end, that's what you want to see. Because so many people are like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't get bet that because Ramirez and Naylor didn't score. And then you say, like, what was my handicap? Like, that's a terrible cap. So I didn't win any money. Hopefully people did follow along when I was doing that on the early line. So the two guys I love. Loved in that game. Both have an RBI. I don't have any of them, so there's that. But let's get to the phone lines and have some fun. Couple callers waiting. Let's get to it right now. The Moose, he's ready to go on a Thursday afternoon. I'm pretty sure he's going to answer the question that Kevin asked earlier this week. Moose, what's up there?
Absolutely. I told you yesterday I was going to call in today, Thursday.
Yep.
K-Dub, it's great to talk to you. I tell you what, you know what, you guys make my 7 days. You guys make my entire week. Okay, so we have the meat and potatoes, the Sports Grid, Monday through Friday. Okay, we got the early line. We got Ben and Donnie in the morning. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday is my dessert. Okay? And K-Dub, I know you're busy on those days. All right, so Wednesday and Thursday, DRS is flying solo. But some of the best is served up on the weekends with Kevin K-Dub on the weekends. It's starting off at 11 o'clock. All right. I appreciate that. I listen to you guys. I listen to Coach JY. I listen to Joe with her hockey input. Okay. The dogs are barking. That's right, DRA. Who let the dogs out? All right.
Yep.
I'm back. Okay. I am probably the only caller that writes a script prior to calling in. Yes, my friend. Okay, my friend
motivated.
Up north. My friend up north. Okay, you know who you are. I am the biggest sports grid brown nose in Ohio. Go Buckeyes. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you one thing. Okay, I'm looking forward to the game tonight because I truly think the basketball game, we have a tale of two teams.
Yeah,
we got
tremendous.
The blue-collar Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the proper white tablecloth, Dallas. Okay, who's deeper? Okay, I'll tell you who's deeper.
Yep.
I think Boston's deeper. And it's going to be interesting in the first half. Who's going to come out and smack who in the nose? And I think that's really going to define the entire series. Okay? And then, I tell you what, my friends. I'm flying solo. Okay? And K-Dub, there's been a few things going on. You guys are the best. But I plan on coming out to Ocean City this year and breaking some bread with the dynamic triple trio. You, DRS, K-Dub, and JP. All right? So I will be out there. You can bet it. All right? You can bet it. You guys are great. Love the show. I'm back. And you know what? I'm back. O-H-I-O. I'm out of here.
There you go. See that? He heard your call, Kevin. That's how you know he listened to the show. You throw that in there about where's he been, he was right on it the very next day and followed up on that as well. Now, I don't want to burn this next phone call here, so we want to keep this guy on hold to the next segment because we're just about up to a commercial break, so we got to give this man his flowers in just a few moments. So we'll do that in a few seconds here. Cleveland now has taken a 3-1 lead over Kansas City. Ramirez now has 2 RBI. Naylor has 1. And Naylor has a chance to get 2 RBI because there's 2 runners on and 2 outs here still in the bottom of the 4th inning. And by the way, if anybody's been watching baseball out there, like myself, and sometimes just look at the stands and go, wait a second, Guardians are 40-20? And after today, possibly 41-20? That caught my attention a couple days ago, like how good a season the Guardians are having. And I don't think getting any respect at all. Because, like, hey, it's going to be the Yankees. It's going to be the Dodgers or the Phillies. Shout out Cleveland's great start here.
Did you see the thing, though, that apparently they, like, made a little change to their ballpark? I don't know if it was knowingly or not. And it's what's led to all the power at the stadium this year.
Wow. Oh, now, hold on. See, I know they changed the stadium, but I didn't know they changed anything on the field. I know they did. They took out those stupid boxcars in the upper deck. So is that letting more airflow through, apparently?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Apparently the wind
it.
Was like banging off those things and pushing balls
so
in.
Good.
And
now it's just
the things, you know, Cincinnati Red style out there.
Oh, so good. Yeah. They're one of the worst designed, one of the more beautiful stadiums when it came into existence. They completely ruined it and now made it much better by taking out those stupid cargo containers in the upper deck and making more accessible for the fans. Tremendous stuff all the way through. Birthday wishes coming up next. Whoa! Find out who that is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid Radio Network.
We got a birthday song out here, JP. Can you pull one up? Is that possible? We got birthday wishes coming up in just a few moments here. But the Cleveland Guardians doing some damage early, and I said 40-20 on the season. But by the way, Kevin, you know what I did yesterday? Started out the day handicap a couple things. It ended up really good. But early on, it wasn't looking great for RBI props yesterday. Hitters props, I actually took a little bit of a loss on it after going 14-1 the day before. Missed out. I won like $500 back instead of $700 because Kyle Schwarber didn't get a base hit. Mixed bag yesterday. But in the afternoon, you know what my favorite team is now to bet, it seems like? It could be the New York Yankees. It really could. Now, the issue is usually the other team doesn't get get to participate because the Yankees have great pitching. But if you're just going up and down that lineup and sticking just to numbers, like the Volpes of the world, just been eating with, Judge, Stanton, I mean, Ev Soto, everybody in that lineup on a day-to-day basis seems like they have great numbers, and it seems like they're providing those numbers every single day. Like, Dinger Tuesday was Tuesday. Like, I love, as you know, Aaron Judge hit a home run, but I went to DraftKings. He didn't. Ends up with five RBI. Still cashed in the only RBI props. But then again, I was like, okay, Dinger Tuesday on FanDuel. You know, I go with Stanton. Bang! Hits one like 700 feet out there. Yeah. Every single night, the guys that are supposed to produce for the Yankees are producing. That's a fun team to bet, man.
Well, yeah, look, yesterday I had the Volpe to score a run. Mm-hmm. Let me just start with that positive.
Did that not score? Did that not work?
No, no, Donnie, it hit in the first inning. It was a misprice. And I don't say that lightly because, but Donnie, minus 130, he had the third shortest odds. He has a run scored, I think, in 13 of 14 games.
Yes.
He's batting first with Soto and Judge behind
yes.
him.
Yes.
Soto and Judge with short odds. That's a little bit of a miss by the book because Volpe doesn't have
like
the
three
star
bills.
Power. Exactly. So Volpe, I think Donnie actually had like three runs scored yesterday and got like left on third base at the end
of the
game.
That's what I was going to say. I was actually, because I saw one of your tweets that said, oh, you know, Soto's going to ruin something like that. I'm like, he didn't get a run yesterday? But I've been taking Volpe to get RBI props and it's working out.
I took a Volpe 2+ runs and then Judge and Soto each for 2+ bases.
Yeah.
Where I got left short was Soto only had a single. And also, Donnie, he walks every at-bat. You know, so that's the other issue there. So that was my – I just almost had a nice, like, 10-1 parlay come in that game yesterday with a no-sweat token. And ultimately, I didn't get it because Soto had a single instead of a double or two base knocks.
Because there was some day baseball yesterday. So when I start a little bit slow, I like to get antsy, but going, all right, if these early ones aren't hitting, you know what's going to happen, Kevin? The night ones are. So I just went, you know what? I got an extra $90 in my FanDuel account. $90 parlay on three guys to get a base hit and a money line wager on the Yankees. $90 paid back like $344 yesterday. Cash that ticket. Then I go over and say to myself, oh, come on, man. To give me a 30% boost up to $100 on Bet365, how can I disappoint and not do that now? So I went on there, picked two Yankees to get base hits, and an over 2.5 for the Yankees. The Yanks had four after first inning, and two of the guys had a base hit, which was Volpe and Stanton. So I'm like, oh, I got eight innings for Aaron Judge, who's hitting 300 to get a base knock, and of course he got that in. So it was good that I lost a little bit of money early. And when I say a little bit, like only like three RBI guys, but I started getting antsy. Just so that the Yankees will take care of me, and they did last night. Picked up like $500 just betting the Yanks alone yesterday, any which way possible. But now, it's birthday wishes here. It's a guy that calls in just about damn near every single day for two straight years. It's his birthday today. So if JP has a little bit of tunes behind the scenes that he could place and bring up our guy X-Man right now, let's get him on board. Let's get him on board. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Look
man,
at that.
It's been three years, man.
Look at that. Time flies, man. 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, JP, let the man talk. JP, let the man talk. Come on, go ahead.
We going with the Chicago Sky on the money line.
Ooh.
Breonna Stewart to get 20 points.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown and Kyrie Irving to get 25.
Oh.
15-1.
Wow. Yeah, that is a 15-1er. How about that? Little Angel Reese's Sky tonight, Kev. Do you agree with this? It's a shame Major Wilson isn't playing, or is she? Because that's an automatic 25 and 10.
She's definitely not playing. They only play the aces every other week.
That's true. Why are they only 5 and 2? You know what, Kevin? A good point you brought on that. Because I went to the standings and I'm like, wait a second, 5 and 2? Like, I'm ready to go, like, are they 11 and 2? What are they? 5 and 2 on the season.
Do you know that if she played for the Aces and the Fever,
mm-hmm.
she played for both teams. But, hey, Aces are the priority, right? She would have played mm-hmm. more Fever games than Aces games.
Yeah.
She would have played in, I think, 8 different Indiana Fever games this season.
Yeah.
I mean, the scheduling's just been atrocious from the WNBA.
Yep.
She's been awesome. And the books, and it was clear preseason, they think she's going to win the league MVP. She's, I think, back-to-back DPOY. And the fact that she's going to potentially break the single-season point-per-game mark, I mean, she should probably run away with the award.
Crazy. By the way, X-Man's age. Where do you get that? We should have asked him that. How old do you think X-Man is? 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going 20s.
20, 27,
JP, when he calls
28?
In next time, or if he calls back in, drop the knowledge on how old X-Man is. But yeah, 3 years, guaranteed call in just about every single day. It's what we appreciate there. The support out in the streets right now, that's what we love. By the way, Major League Baseball also, Seattle-Oakland 3:37 start today. It's another one to watch. Toronto 4, Baltimore 1, Guardians 3, Royals 1. The rest of the night we go, and also the Philadelphia Phillies finished off a sweep of a first-place team at Citizens Bank Ballpark and damn near held them, it felt like, to one run throughout the entire series. They go to London, which I got to tell you, I love they're on the big stage, but I don't like it for a season where the Mets fans probably love it. Like, we stink. We're going nowhere. Let me just enjoy something in London. But from a Phillies backer that understands, like, red-hot team taking 2 days off, playing in London in a wacky stadium where the games could be 25-24 or 1-0. I have no idea. And then getting off Monday. And then, Kevin, they're on the road, I believe, against the Red Sox and the Orioles back-to-back.
Who are they playing in London?
They're playing the Mets Saturday and Sunday in London this weekend.
Oh, poor London. Have to watch Mets baseball? That's
there you go. Hopefully the Phillies
tough.
Bash them up, but that'll be good time. That'll be good for a GTD. A little afternoon action too, those games.
Is it going to run?
One's like 11 o'clock, I want to say.
Yeah. Well, how would that help game time?
Live break-ins of that game. Come on now. I mean, what else are you talking about? What is the NBA schedule, by the way? We play tonight and when?
Sunday. Then Wednesday. Then Friday. Short turnaround.
That's not bad.
Then from that, then after the Friday, which is game 4, mm-hmm. No weekend hoops. Monday, game 5. Thursday, game 6. And then Sunday, it'll be game 7.
Now, at least they're spreading it out. So basically, if we go 7 games, we'll be to NFL training camps apparently now. So good. That'll spread it out long enough. The draft coming up this month. And by the way, perfect way to talk about the draft. I know we've been having hot topics and having fun. Maybe no hotter topic that broke this morning right before we went on the early line was your boy Dan Hurley saying, you know what?
Yeah.
I think I might dig L.A. And for the people out there, he should go. Why? He won back-to-back championships at UConn. He can hold out for whatever he wants. So when the Lakers pick up that phone and call his agent, he can just play hardball for like 2 days. And now the story broke. So I'm assuming Laker fans are going like, well, if we were sort of on board with J.J. Redick, that bandwagon has left the station, though, and Hurley's name was in there. They can't pull this back now, Kevin. You can't pull this back and go J.J. Redick. You can't do it. So the financial settlement that I think Hurley's going to get is going to put him in Los Angeles. And to be honest, I think it's awesome fit. That guy can coach anywhere, any style, any city, any superstar, and you will demand respect. I love it. I think if he goes to the Lakers, that's a big win for the Lakers.
I think, Donnie, it is for the Lakers organization a huge move, right? To get that level of cachet, like a superstar as your head coach, I think they're absolutely great with it. I will tell you this. It makes the chance that LeBron walks out the door more likely. Now, if you're okay with
this
that,
year?
Yes. Yes. He's not walking out that door with J.J. Redick. The Woj comments of Dan Hurley's here to build a program, player development. None of that sounds like we're trying to win a championship next year. None of it.
Yeah, and by the way, I got a bone to pick with Woj, too, because I watched that hit on ESPN this morning. He snuck in a little tidbit that really got on my nerves. Find out what that was coming up next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Dead man walking. We are in Dead Man Walking. Who's that going to be in the NBA Finals here? Dead Man Walking Celtics, Dead Man Walking Mavericks. Big game tonight. Looking forward to it. Finally, hockey apparently hasn't gotten it. They're in Saturday night, so we're going to be waiting on years and years and years, it feels like, for that. So that's on deck. But tonight, how are we feeling, though, about the NBA Finals finally kicking off? Excitement? Too long, Kevin? Excitement. Like, what is it?
No, it's been fine. I don't think it's been too long. I mean,
it feels like it, though.
I'm excited for the series. Obviously, you know, if we could have ramped it up, I wouldn't have been against it, right? But no, I don't think it is what it is. Like, Donnie, they got caught more than anything. We're like, you know, the NHL had long series and still a long break. Mm-hmm. We had two series that almost went the minimum, you know? It is what it is. Blame the Pacers if you want to blame anybody.
It's true.
That series should still be going on.
Yeah. Somebody didn't get. I blame like Minnesota. Excuse me. I blame Milwaukee and Philadelphia and the Knicks for like being injured and not be able to like at least push through a couple of these series to push them back. It is what it is. But back to the Lakers, Kevin. And the reason I wanted to bring up that teaser before is Woj was on a hit this morning. It wasn't one of his normal ones. Like, hey, put me on camera for 30 seconds. I'll talk about the game tonight. Like, they're like, look, we got to milk this. So he was on for a good like 5 minutes by himself. And my favorite comment I got out of the whole thing wasn't that like Dan Hurley is going to be a good coach. How much money we'll get to in a second. Dan Hurley is going to make. It was, this guy could be the perfect guy for the player build-out of Bronny James. And I just, like, face-palmed myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're going to pay a coach, Kevin, $20 million for a borderline NBA player and be like, you know, this would be the best guy for Bronny. What are we talking about?
No, but you know what that sounds like, Donnie? It sounds like nonsense. Because they know... Let me say this, okay? Because positioning LeBron is always a difficult thing, okay? But do you think there's any world Dan Hurley takes that job and is okay with taking Bronny at 17? He's never taken the job, right? At the end of the day, this idea like, oh, LeBron, we're doing this for you. We're passing on J.J. Redick for you to bring in Dan Hurley so he can fix Rui Hachimura. Stop! So he can fix Max Christie. Just say, Lakers, you want to slow burn. You're not interested in competing next year. That's all. Just say that. And LeBron will go to Cleveland and he'll retire at home. That's all. But just say it. Well, sure, Donnie. He can go to Philly. He can go to Philly. He can go to Phoenix. He can go to the Cavs. He can go to the Heat. He can go to Dallas. It doesn't. But there is no reason to stay with the Lakers when they are going to again just say we're taking our time. Dan Hurley's contract, Donnie, if he gets it, is going to be 7 years long.
More than that. More than that. It's going to be 10. He's going to get a 10-year, like, $200 million contract.
Yeah.
He will be the highest-paid coach in the history of the NBA. Now, you do make up a good point here, because the wording coming out from behind the scenes, usually this would be crafted so perfectly, like when it comes out, like, hey, by the way, word is, like, LeBron loves J.J. Redick, but they mutually agreed that it's probably not a good fit in the end of it. LeBron personally said, I need Dan Hurley as my coach, and this is what it's going to be. That's not how it was worded. It was basically yesterday, J.J. Redick was going to be the coach from Sham Sharania. Today, it looks like it's going to be Dan Hurley. Mm-hmm. But the wording behind it is, this is going to be a long-term commitment for a lot of money. This is the guy we need. Which actually says, do you want a coach comes to town, Kevin? They go, okay. We just signed them to a one-year deal, and the players go, this guy ain't going to be here next year. I don't listen to a damn word he says. When Dan Hurley signs a 10-year contract, and in the first training camp practice, LeBron's like, I don't like this offense. They're going to go, this guy's here for 10 years, LeBron. You're how old? You're going to be 40 this year? You better buy in. Like, I don't know if right or wrong, but the wording behind it wasn't like, this is Bron's guy. He's always wanted to play for Dan Hurley. They finally got him. It's a match made in heaven. We're not getting that right now.
No, Donnie, you're 100% correct. You know what happens? The face of the Lakers is Dan Hurley, right? Or moving forward, he's the most important guy in the room. And it is not to say that LeBron can't handle that, although it would be a first-time situation. And look, Hurley wouldn't be bigger than LeBron his first year, but their plans would be, this is Dan Hurley's Lakers. So if you're LeBron, you have to look at what's in front of you. And you have to go, okay, you know what? This team is not going to change. They're satisfied with these results each and every year, and it's time I move on. And Donnie, that's all it has to be. It's time to move on then, if that's what this is. It's that simple.
It's funny you bring up a very interesting point, too, because like coaches are usually, unless, and Dan Hurley is not the coach where it's like, hey, you got to get along with LeBron, get in a room, and he'll talk to you and see if he likes you. And, you know, if he starts, like Tyronn Lue. Tyronn Lue's a very good coach, but it was always thought of, well, Tyronn Lue's there because LeBron really likes him. But he's actually a very good coach. Now, having said that, you move on to Hurley, and it's like, okay, I'm going to come there. Draft is coming up. Let me see, what is your game plan, Lakers, as an organization, if you want me there? Because it's going to cost a lot of money, and I'm not coming there to be a yes man. So if they go, okay, well, 17th pick, you're getting Bronny. He goes like, well, what happens if Donovan Clingan, who I'm just using that as a name, he's supposed to go in the top 10, I know that, falls to 17. You tell me we're still going to take Bronny because we want to keep LeBron happy for 1 year that he's playing when I'm going to be there for 10, and I might get a better player at 17? Because it is true. But also, I would say, like, the Lakers just put out the LeBron, my son is going to the Lakers. He's not going to want to go anywhere else. And teams like, well, it's probably not worth that whole headache here if we draft him and then try to call his bluff, which, again, he'll probably end up playing for that team anyway. But why wouldn't you draft the best player available at 17, then trade into the late first round or early second round and get Bronny? Be like, okay, that's the best of both worlds. So it's a great point you bring up where a coach would be like, yeah, cool, just burn that pick to keep a guy happy for 1 year. That doesn't make any sense long term.
No, it doesn't. And again, like, this is kind of the, you know, it's funny, Donnie, but if I told you, you're the Lakers, you get LeBron for two more years or Dan Hurley for the next 10, you might take Hurley for 10. I mean, in fact, Donnie, you probably would take Hurley for 10.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I'm not saying that they are making a I can't believe, look how poorly ran. It's not one of those scenarios. It's just being realistic that the Lakers are saying LeBron isn't our priority. Donnie, they might hire this guy James Borrego because that's who Anthony Davis wants. If LeBron isn't their priority, he should leave. It's that simple.
Tough scene. A lot of changes. I heard Bronny was, or LeBron was saying, like, hey, hurry up with that head coaching hire so I can make my move, opt in, opt out. Boy, oh boy, the Lakers somehow controlling day number one of the NBA Finals. Who would have thought? And they ain't even in it. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I said you boom, boom, boom. Anybody out there watching tennis, by the way? Roland Garros? Doesn't really interest me. I mean, tennis never really interests me, but are there any storylines left? I know Djokovic got hurt, so I guess he's done, and maybe with Wimbledon, and Swiatek is just eating the women alive over there. So I'm not really following all that much, though. You? Anything comes up on GTD?
No. Listen, it's not been a French Open, right? French Open. It's not been one that's really grabbed people. No. And I know that there are probably some tennis purists who get angry with that, but
sure.
Not to be, I'm the judge. Like, Donnie and I are the judge of that, not the people that show up to tennis every day. Like, it's the same thing with you know, as a wrestling fan, right? Like, I can't sit here and tell you, like, oh my god, this storyline's, you know, has everyone buzzing. No, that's not true. It doesn't mean it can't be great. It doesn't mean it can't be great. It should only be great to the people who care about it, right? You know, I did see some people say that Alcaraz looked back, which is obviously super important for that team.
What's he back from? Was he hurt? What was he?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Good? I don't know. I'm guessing it's back playing well. Maybe he hit a bump or something. But, yeah, no, like, look, here's the deal. That's great, but there's been no odds boosts. There's been some profit boosts. Novak had that one day. And part of it's the time, right, Donnie? It's like, oh, Novak with this great comeback. It was at like noon or something. You know what I mean? It just doesn't resonate.
Yeah. Now, we'll see what happens. By the way, what am I reading on this here? Tigers Kenta Maeda exits after two pitches. Was that from last night?
I feel like he pitched yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Okay, so I got that confused for a second. I was trying to look for the game itself there. But no, today at 3:37, Seattle-Oakland, no real love in that game. Dodgers in Pittsburgh. By the way, Bailey Falter pitches, usually like, oh, man, let's tee off. He's really, really good numbers. So it's almost like one of those I like to lay off. Atlanta, Kevin, I do like a nice little Olsen RBI shot there in that game against Washington. Washington's actually throwing a lefty on the mound, but struggles with left-handed batters. And this lefty in Matt Olsen actually does very well against left-handed pitching, so he has a chance. chance there. Take your pick on the Yankees. Like, I took the over in that game, actually, Kevin, 8.5. A lot of left-handed battles will be in that lineup to go up against, I think, Marcus Stroman again. I'm not looking at the card. Marcus Stroman struggling with lefties. But also, Pablo Lopez is a really good pitcher in Major League Baseball. His numbers aren't very good this year. That's the last team you want to go up against in that ballpark when you're struggling against lefties and righties. So that's another one, again, where it's just like, hey, if you want one game to pick tonight, just take a look at the Yanks and some of the destruction and terror that they can do.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you see righties. I guess that was the only thing that, when I saw your parlay, I got a little frustrated because basically, if I look at your parlay, what was the mistake I made? I took Soto a lefty, you had Stanton a righty. So clearly, it was just supposed to be righties all day, right? So that was the only thing that was frustrating when I saw that.
Soto's the guy tonight. I'm right on Soto tonight, by the way, so don't get frustrated. He's going to get it. He's going to eat tonight.
He's going to get there? Yeah? All right. I mean, listen, makes plenty of sense. It's going to be, man, it's been a heck of a year. But, Donnie, no separation, none, off of the Baltimore Orioles. That team's great. That team's great. So for the Yankees, all of a sudden you end up in a wild card. You know, it's incredible to think that they're not like. What is the gap for the Yankees to the Orioles compared to, say, the Phils for the Braves? Probably closer, right? For Yankees Orioles,
I believe it is. Yes, I don't have the numbers up there, but I believe it is.
Yes, a lot, Donnie. Yanks are up 3.5. The Phils are up by 8 games.
Yes. I thought you meant like price point. Yeah. No, the Phillies have extended that too because the Braves. Like, funny, the Phillies are up 8.
The Phillies biggest lead in baseball.
Games. Yes. Like, and the Braves are a good team. It's not even the Braves are like, hey, man, well, the Braves are under 500. Yeah. None of the Phillies are 8 games above. Like, the Phillies are just playing that good of baseball. And especially like Milwaukee, it's like, oh, they're big lead. It's kind of funny. Like, the Phillies swept them out and sort of brought the Central a little bit back. It's like the Chicago Cubs in that aspect. So things are playing out at this point. But I love what the Yankees are doing. And, we only got 1 minute, and I forgot about this, too. Do you have the news coming out lately? Like, hey, by the way. Yanks putting out there, they got a salary cap this year. And Soto wants his money, and he might be going out to a team like the New York Mets. Yeah, they're starting that from internal. Because I understand, and I think they're doing it because of the agent going, we're going to hold out, and here's our numbers. Yeah, we're thinking about $75 million a year. And now the Yankees are going like, that's cool. We have a cap next year, so we'll talk to you later. But already, like on a career year for an already Hall of Famer, it feels like, in Juan Soto, instead of getting that, and you didn't get the feels with Judge. Like, Judge was answering questions last year. What do you say to all the Yankee fans who love you? Yeah, I don't know, man. You might want to get another play next year. Like, what? Like, you know, sports are wild, man. Like, there is no hometown love anymore where you just lie and say, boy, I always wanted to be here. Soto's not doing it. Judge didn't do it, but that's the new way. For JP, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh, thanks for tuning in today on a Thursday. We'll be back on a Friday for another edition of Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.